بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى خاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والأخيار من صحابته المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. دعاء رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في اليوم 26 من شهر رمضان. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اجعل سعي فيه مشكورا، وذنبي فيه مغفورا، وعملي فيه مقبولا، وعيبي فيه مستورا، يا أسمع السامعين. السعي in the Arabic language means القصد والعمل, the intention and the effort. The effort is called سعي, and سعي has been mentioned in the Quran with its own derivatives about 30 times. The most famous one in chapter 17, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. Whoever seeks the hereafter, seeks success in the hereafter, and he earnestly وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, endeavors for it earnestly. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, those people, their efforts are going to be appreciated by the Lord. وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. In another verse in Surah Al-Insan, إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. When they gave the bread that they had, only bread, and they were about to break the fast, and someone knocks at the door 3 consecutive days, and they take the bread, the 5 loaves, and they give it to the 3 people who came, and they spent 3 days with no food. Allah says, "Inna hadha kana lakum jaza'an." He mentions paradise and the blessings and the gifts of paradise, and then he says, "Wakana sa'yukum mashkura." What you did, the effort that you presented, is appreciated by God. Some people, when it comes to appreciation, God's appreciation, they have different interpretations for it. Someone says, Shukrullah ta'ala, when Allah says, I appreciate what you did, what does that mean? An interpreter or an exegist, Mufassir in the Quran, says, Shukrullah, when he appreciates your effort, it means he accepted. Because not any amal or any deed is being accepted. Sometimes people work, they present, they endeavor, but the work is not accepted. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. We tend to the amal, to the effort that they presented, and we destroy it. We destroy it. They come there on the day of judgment, they don't see any results. They don't see results. It's empty. The file is empty. The page is empty. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. There are certain conditions and requirements for the acceptance of the deeds. One of them is ikhlas and dedication. يُرِيدُ بِهِ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. I do this for God, not for recognition, not for people to acknowledge. I want God to acknowledge this, to accept this. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. The righteous. Righteous are those who work for God. So some people say, God's acceptance, this is the meaning of مَشْكُورًا وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Another group of exegetes, they say, it means that the reward is going to be doubled. So when God says, I appreciate your work, not only he accepts, but he doubles the reward. And some people say, no, not doubled. God says in the Quran, من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. 10 times what he did. They say there was a king who went to the desert for hunting. So he met a boy who was 8 years old, alone by himself in the desert. So he said, bring this boy. Let me see what he's doing here in the desert by himself. So they brought the boy to him, and the king asked him about his name, his family, his tribe. So he realized that he's one of the tribes who live around. We can have one speaker, either me or someone else. We can't have 2 speakers at the same time. So they brought him, and then he asked him, he gave him, the boy was very smart, he told him about the area, the animals that are there, he can hunt, he was very smart. So the king was impressed with him, so he took a dinar, golden coin, and he gave it to the boy. He said, here you are, gift. The boy said, what's this? He said, a gift. The boy said, sorry, I can't accept it. He said, why? He said, because if I go home today and my father would see this, he thinks I'm a thief. I have stolen this. The king said, no. Tell him his majesty, the king, gave you this. He said, even if I tell him, he would not believe me because he would say, it's impossible for the king to give 1 dinar. At least the king gives 100 dinar. Apparently this boy was either Egyptian or Iranian. Isfahani, believe me. So when Allah gives, when Allah appreciates, he knows how to appreciate. It's not like us. Sometimes our work goes unnoticed. When you do ihsan and kindness to people, people do not notice that, let alone appreciate it. But God says, I do. I observe. وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. I do appreciate what you do. Even if you do it in darkness, nobody saw you, nobody knew, I know about it. And I reserve the bounties for you. I keep them there. I save them for you. So sa'i, on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says some people, they dedicate their sa'i and their effort only for this life. Minkum man yuridu ad-dunya. Others dedicate their work and their sa'i for the akhir. Wa minkum man yuridu al-akhir. And this is, imagine, during the time of the Prophet. This verse came during the time of the Prophet, during the Battle of Uhud. When Muslims had a state and a community and a leader was the Prophet, and they lived in Medina, and they were confronted by the polytheists, Allah says to them, there are 2 groups of you. I know about you. I know about your hearts and your intentions. Minkum man yuridu ad-dunya. Some of you seek only the dunya, the ephemerals of this dunya, the benefits of this dunya. Wa minkum man yuridu al-akhir. And Allah says, من كان in سورة الإسراء من كان يريد العاجلة عجلنا له فيها ما نشاء لمن نريد ثم جعلنا له جهنم يصلاها مذموما مدحورا. If any one of you is seeking the عاجلة, عاجلة is the passing, the fleeing and passing and the ephemeral life, عاجلة. How old are you? Ask yourself. Some of you 50 years, some of you below, some of you above. What did you know about this life? Did you live enough? You have not lived enough in this life. Even if you live 80, 100, 120, still at the time of death you feel that you did not live enough. This is ajila. This life is like a movie. Movie that has a beginning and an end. We don't enjoy this life. We don't even feel it. Do you feel the days? Today is 26th of Ramadan. Can you believe it? 26th of Ramadan. Ramadan has concluded. So Allah says those who seek this ephemeral, this fast life, we will hasten it to them. We will give it to them. عَجَّلْنَا لَهُ فِيهَا مَا نَشَاءُ لِمَنْ نُرِيدُ. But then they come on that day empty-handed. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَاهَا مَذْمُومًا مَدْحُورًا. Those who work for the dunya, they're going to see the result of their work. And those who work for the akhirah definitely are going to see the result of the akhirah. Scholars, they say there is correlation, reciprocity between the amal, the work, and the ajr, the reward. Most of the time, the ajr, the reward, has to equal the work. It has to match the work. But this is not the case in this dunya. In this dunya, some people, they work very, 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 very hard, but they get little reward. Some people, they are lazy, they don't work, but they get a reward. His father dies, his father is a billionaire, he dies, you know, and he passes his wealth to his son, to his family. So without any effort, without any struggle, without any hard time, he gets his share. In this life, there is no match. But Allah says in the Akhirah, definitely there is a match. An absolute match. An absolute match. If you work here, you get it in the Akhirah. If you don't work here, don't wait for the reward there. Al-yawm amalun wala hisab. Wa ghadan hisabun wala amal. If you work hard here, you earn the points. You make the points, you're going to enjoy them there. But if you did not work here, nobody is going to tell you, listen, I have 500 points extra. No, nobody is going to give you even one extra point. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. On that day, every single individual is concerned and worried about himself or herself, not about others. Children are not going to be worried. Not even they would ask about the fate of their parents. Neither parents are going to search for their kids there. Every individual is busy trying to save and salvage himself. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ. He's going to run away. The parents come to the children. Please, please son, we raised you. We fed you. We took care of you. We gave our life for you. We need a point, hasana. Sorry, I can't. Believe me, I can't give you. Then the mother comes, the mother after the father. She says, son, I raised you. I carried you in my tummy for 9 months. I spent my time on you. My effort, all my energy was spent for you. Take one sayya'a from me, out of my scale. Get it out, put it in your scale. He says, mommy, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't afford taking one more sayyah. I already have sayyahat. And the Prophet reads this verse. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. If you need help, you have to help yourself. Don't wait for others to help you. Don't. Do not trust anyone on that day. You and your amal, then if you have done good, but you have some breakdown here and there, then we can receive the shafa'ah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Ahlul Bayt. Allah says on that day, وَأَن لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. You get nothing but what you have worked for in this dunya. You get nothing there except what you have worked there in the dunya. وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. we're going to see. It is going to be seen and appreciated and evaluated by us, by God. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Every action. Therefore, the Prophet says, اللهم اجعل سعي فيه مشكورا. I want my effort during the day of Ramadan and the month of Ramadan to be appreciated by God, not to be wasted, not to be destroyed, but to be accepted. I heard from my mentor, one of my great scholars, when I was in the seminary. He said he knew a physician in Baghdad, in Iraq, who was a virtuous man. And he would treat those who can't afford the payment. At that time, the payment, you know, 50 years ago, it's not like today. You know, half a dinar, maybe a dinar. Dinar was $3.25. Even now in some countries, when you go to visit, you know, for a doctor's office, it's maybe $2, $3. Some people could not afford. They could not afford this amount. So he would announce that anyone who cannot afford, I would treat him or her free of charge. Not only treating them, he would call the pharmacy. When he prescribes the medicine, he calls the pharmacy and he says to him, Fulan is coming to you, I'll pay for his prescription. Don't charge him. He was a nobleman. My teacher tells me that most of his colleagues and his friends were medical doctors, they would complain at some points in their life because of financial issues. The only one who never complained was this doctor, this man, who used to help. Never complained. And he was rich, his family was rich, he enjoyed a very dignified life, financially and socially. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Allah appreciates, not only there, but here too. إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. You know about Imam Ali when he said, لَمْ أُحْسَنْ إِلَىٰ أَحَدْ فِي حَيَاتِي. I never did ihsan to any person in my life. He was asked, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, how do you say that? Your entire life is nothing but wholesomeness and goodness and kindness and help. He said, don't you read the Quran? Quran says, if you do ihsan, you are doing it to your own self. To your own self. إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. So when you do ihsan to someone, in fact, you are doing it to yourself. It comes back to you. The same thing when you hurt people. When you hurt people. When you destroy the life of others, you are destroying your own life. You may not see it immediately, but you will see the results. You will see the results. The Prophet says, وَعَيْبِي فِيهِ مَسْتُورًا. Make my aib. And the aib is the defect. We have defects. No one is perfect. The Tesla, which is sold for $90,000 a piece, it has a defect. Someone died 2 days ago because he was on autopilot. We were told the Tesla is a very perfect vehicle. But read the news today in the LA Times. He hit a tractor because it could not detect. The computer could not detect. Although he purchased that, the driver was killed and he was paying $90,000 for his car. Nothing is perfect. No vehicle, no airplane, no train, no ship, no human, no machine. Nothing is perfect. The only perfect is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Huwa masdar al-kamal. He is the source of perfection in this universe. So we have defects in our life. We have uyub. We are not perfected. Yes, we aspire perfection. But the journey is very long. Journey is not easy. We are surrounded by temptations in our life. Shaytan is surrounding us. And nafsul ammara bisu, the soul that we carry that tells me, you have to do this, you have to do that, beat this, destroy this, shut this, silence that. Always. So the Prophet says, make my defects concealed, invisible. وَعَيْبِ فِيهِ مستورة. Allah, one of the best names of God is ستار العيوب. تستر الذنب بكرمك. تستر الذنب بكرمك وتؤخر العقوبة بحلمك. فلك الحلم فلك الحمد على علمك بعد على حلمك بعد علمك وعلى عفوك بعد قدرتك. This is Dua Abu Hamza. And by the way, tonight is the 27th. 27th is again one of the nights of Qadr and destiny. So don't spoil the night. Go home, recite Dua Abu Hamza, Dua Al-Jawshan Al-Kabir and other duas. Take advantage, do the tahajjud tonight. Again, this is one of the holiest nights during this month. Nothing has been left of this month. The month is ending. The month of forgiveness, the month of blessings, the month of mercy is coming to an end. Who knows? Are we going to witness the next month, the next year? I don't know. Only Allah knows about it. Nothing is guaranteed. Only 4 days is left. 4 days are left of this month. So Allah is Sattarul Uyub. ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت عليه من سري دعاكم لي ولا تعاجلني في العقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي. In my privacy when I violated your rules, do not bring on the punishment on me, immediate punishment on me. The hadith says, when the person dies and his family are about to mourn him and to bury him, the nida, the call comes to him. عبدي سترت عليك ذنوبا لو عرف بها أهلك لما واروك. My servant, do you know how many times I covered you up? I shielded you. You did heinous things, but I did not let people to know about it. I did not let your family to know about it, your children to know about it. I protected you. And if they know about it, they would not even bury you. They would throw you away. They would throw your body away. They would never bury you. عبدي سترت عليك ذنوبا لو عرف بها أهلك لما وارو. Therefore, we have to learn this quality of satr, protection. من ستر أخاه في الدنيا ستره الله يوم القيامة. If you protect people's dignity and honor in this life, this is why the worst sin is talebearing. Talebearing is namima. In Arabic, namima. In English, talebearing. In Farsi, khabarchini. In Urdu, I don't know. Don't ask me. I will learn later on, inshallah. Do not try to protect people's honor. People's honor is very precious in Islam. Very precious. Family's dignity and family's honor is very precious, very confidential. We should protect it. Try to do everything possible to protect people's reputation and people's dignity and people's value. طوبى لمن شغله عيبه عن عيوب الناس. Happy is the one, Ali ibn Abi Talib says, happy is the one who keeps himself busy with his own faults rather than getting engaged in people's faults. If you want to gossip, gossip about yourself, to yourself. Go home and say, Mustafa, you did this, you did that. It wasn't good, it wasn't nice. Gossip about yourself. Do not gossip about others. Protects people's dignity. If you protect them, God is going to protect you. Do you know, in America and Europe, certain records, they become public after 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. They become public. Even some secrets, they become public after 50 years. They make them public. On the Day of Judgment, Allah says, يَوْمَ تُبْلَى السَّرَائِرُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ قُوَّةٍ وَلَا نَصْرٍ. On that day, Every record is made public. Tubla. Tubla, unveiled and covered. As-sarair, the secrets. Nothing is secret on that day. Nothing is secret except the one who keeps people's secrets safe. His secrets are not going to be made public. People can see other people's records, maybe screens like that. I really don't know. We will go there. We will see there. We don't know. Now we don't know. When we die, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. No matter how much I read and investigate, I still cannot conceive. I wish I conceive. I can conceive how paradise is, how the hellfire is. Allah says you cannot, whatever you do. But once you die, the veil is going to be removed. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ The cover, فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. You're going to have an iron vision, so you can see the truth. So people's secrets are going to be revealed and made public except this group, one group, who keeps people's secrets safe in their hearts. They don't share it. Allah is going to honor them. Allah is going to reward them. Even angels cannot see their records. The angels, they look into their files, they say, إِلَهَنَا أَهَؤُلَاءِ أَنْبِيَاء Those are the prophets? Allah says, no. أَهَؤُلَاءِ مَعْصُومُونَ Infallible? No. أَوْصِيَاء? No. Angels? No. They are ordinary people. But those were people who kept the secrets of their community members safe. They did not share them. And today, I am their Lord. I would not share their secrets with you. وَكُنْتَ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبَ عَلَيَّ مِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ وَالشَّاهِدَ لِمَا خَفِيَ عَنْهُمْ وَبِرَحْمَتِكَ أَخْفَيْتَ وَبِفَضْلِكَ سَتَرْتَ With your mercy, you concealed my secrets. A story, and I conclude. True story. In one of the good cities, there was a noble man. A noble man who always used to reach out to others to help them and to save their dignities. And there was a shopkeeper. At that time, there were no supermarkets like today, Safeway and Albertson, giant supermarkets. People go to the shopkeeper. The shopkeeper, he brings the vegetables, the fruits, the same day, and he sells them the same day. And people would buy things fresh every day, not like now. You store it in the fridge for 6 months, you know. So this man would go to a shopkeeper who had a family, and he had to sustain his family every day. So when he goes back home, he closes his shop, he can bring some food to his children. Sometimes this man cannot generate enough money to help his family. And he would have some vegetables and fruits that go bad, and people would not buy them. People always, they come and they pick up the best, the fresh, the best ones. So this man, the noble man, what he does is that he goes every day before this man, let's say he closes his shop at 4, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 1 hour before this shopkeeper closes his shop and he's stuck with the vegetables and the fruits that no one is interested in, he will go and buy it from him. So he can generate some money. He take that, he clean them, and he give them to the poor. He doesn't take them home, he doesn't need them. He's a rich person. But he would save, so he was told, why don't you give him cash money? He said, no, I want to save his dignity. Because if I give him cash money, he thinks this is sadaqah, this is charity. I don't want to do that. I want to pay money in return for some goods, so I would save his dignity. This is an act of ihsan. He will see the result of that. Not only him, his children are going to see that, his grandchildren. In ahsantum, ahsantum لأنفسكم وإن أسأتم فلها اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. We're going to continue this majlis until Tuesday is our last night, which is the eve of the Eid. And most likely, Allah al-Alam, Eid is going to be Wednesday. So if Eid is Wednesday, we're going to send an email on Monday night. If the moon is not observed anywhere, then you're going to receive an email at 9 p.m. inshallah, Pacific time, 9 p.m. Monday, telling you whether Tuesday is Eid or not Eid. If Tuesday is not Eid, then it becomes the 30th of Ramadan, the last day of Ramadan, and Wednesday is going to be the first day of Eid. The doors are open here at 7 a.m., Dua al-Nudba at 7:15 until 7:45. Takbirat is 7:45 p.m. And the first Salat, Salatul Eid, is at 8 a.m. sharp, inshallah. We cannot stay long here because it's a working day and we need to respect the neighbors, our good neighbors. We have been here since December of 2000, and we need to maintain this good neighborhood relationship with our neighbors. Some of them are complaining. Today, Mr. Shahidi went to present them with some chocolates to tell them that Wednesday is Eid, so please bear with us. They accepted the chocolate, but one of them, the guy who's here next door, and he's right. He was complaining. He said, every single day I come in the morning, and I start collecting the trash from the front of my office. This is not good. Wallahi, this is not Islam. This is not the akhlaq of someone who fasts during the month of Ramadan. Not good. Whatever you see, you have to pick it up. Don't take the trash outside. We have here, inside and outside, they bring bags. So let's be responsible enough. If we seek God's rahmah and mercy, we have to be responsible. To our neighbors at least, to next door neighbors. They have to get good image. Ramadan should not be a curse for them. Ramadan should be blessing for them too. And Zakatul Fitra, my friends, is $15 per person. $15 per person, Zakatul Fitra this year. So the family of five, they pay 75, inshallah. No taxes, just without taxes. And you pay them on the day of Eid. Fidya for those who could not fast because they were sick. They could not fast because they were sick for 1 day, 2 days, 10 days, 30 days. Each day, 750 gram of food. 750 gram. Which makes almost $3 per day. $90 per month, inshallah. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at innaka mahis sayyi'at wa ja'iluha hasanat allahumma taqabbal minna salatana wa siyamana wa qiyamana wa du'aana wa qur'anana wa istighfarana waj'alna min 'utaqa'ika min an-nar ومن على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج إمامنا وقائدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.